Back a couple of months ago, we went to a birthday party, and they gave Jimmy the ticket, and he laid it on the dresser. I saw it, but didn't read the whole ticket. And they had said, wear Mississippi State colors, maroon, white, and gray, or any combination. I wonder why Jimmy wore that shirt. It wasn't quite maroon, but he said that's close as I had. I'm in with this loud orange shirt, a multicolored top with floppy sleeves and orange and green and white, all these colors. And I'm the only person that walks up in there. Well, it was one other lady, but she was in black and white or something like that, that wasn't in maroon, gray, or white. Getting a what? Understanding. Last night, we went to a birthday party for Sister Sharon Cannon. And I asked him, and he talked back and forth to Pastor Cannon. I said, well, what are we supposed to wear? I don't know. I'll call him. So he called him. I said, you called him? Yes. I said, well, what did he say wear? He said wear semi-formal, not formal, but semi-formal. So I'm decked out. All my bling. My pastor's appreciation shoes, my 2 years ago pastor's appreciation suit, my bling necklace I think Josephine gave me. I don't know if I ever wore it. I mean, I was bling bling. And he took out this shirt, kind of a deep robe, about the color bold shirt, somewhere in there. Between the color bold and dawn shirt, you put those colors together. And I said, if you got to go semi-formal, you need a white shirt or something light. He said, well, this is all I got. So he put it on, and then he went on out of the room, and I'm dressed. I mean, I'm ready. Get an understanding now. Don't lose my point. Get an understanding. He said semi-formal. Not formal, but semi-formal. And I get up there, and he's sitting up there with his shirt on, his pants, and no tie. I said, you're not wearing a tie. He said, no, Pastor Cannon said he's not wearing a tie. I said, he said semi-formal. I said, that is not semi-formal. Get an understanding. So in time, I got saved. I wouldn't change clothes. Amen. But I want you to see, you can see clearly, it's important to get an understanding of the word of God. Get an understanding of what God is saying to you. Get an understanding of what he wants you to know. Get an understanding of what he wants you to hear. And when wisdom speaks, you have to listen. Now let's look again at chapter 4 of Proverbs, and I'm going to start at the first verse. Hear ye children the instructions of a father, and attend to knowing understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Wisdom speaks, says, keep my commandments and live. Wisdom says, what? Keep my commandments and live. I repeat, wisdom says, keep my commandments and live. How many of you broke that commandment this morning? You didn't bring your tithes and offering. You still mad at somebody about something they did last week, last year, this morning even. Five. Get wisdom. Look at your neighbor and say, get wisdom. Get understanding. That's wisdom speaking now. And she talks so strongly, I don't have time to go through all of that. And I wanted to go to the New Testament where Bishop is teaching a Wednesday night. You need to get that CD, Wednesday night, about all the wisdom and all the knowledge of God is hidden in Christ. Colossians chapter 2 or 3. And hidden in Christ. And then he says, Christ is in me. So that means I have the wisdom and the knowledge of God. But God said, we need to get a grip on, a hold of the fundamentals of everything. Can I use you to raise and pick on you a little bit? I'll wake him up over there if he's sleepy. I'm not saying you sleep. when Therese was about 7 to 8 years old, we used to plant a garden down to my mom and dad's. And we were living at Pine View, I think, at that time, maybe. We went down and we were working, and my mom would cook, and sometimes I would help her cook, but we'd be working in the garden. And so I don't know how I did. I think maybe I might have let him get under the steering wheel to drive, if you know where Lois and Douglas live, from their house down to my mom's house. That's where the garden was. They weren't up there then. But Therese is 7, 8, 9 years old at the most. I'm talking about get a hold and a grip of the basics. He gets under the wheel and talking about he wanted to put it to the floor. He hadn't learned yet to hold it in the road, but he wanted to put it on the floor, to the floor. And you heard Bishop talking about the same thing. But we want to jump over studying the word. We want to jump over praying all the time. We want to jump over forgiving and then grab hold of what we see out there. But we've got to take the proper steps. We left here and went to South Carolina, North Carolina, and South Carolina. We followed the road. I said, God, thank you for whoever, all the folks that made the GPS that worked right now. Just took us straight to where we wanted to go. But we followed the step. We didn't just leave here and, you know, like Kit and jump over there. We had to follow the step, and it took some time. Amen. Amen. Now, I know you're like familiar to say, Lord, I ain't going to go there. I'm giving you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And it's a true word. It's a good word. It's a strong word. It's a word that'll build you up and make you stand when the storm comes. Amen. He said, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, that's wisdom, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. And then it goes back to what we just read. Wisdom is the main principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all thou getting, get an understanding. Listen, what are you going to do with wisdom? Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Are you listening? Wisdom is speaking. And God is saying, I've got to have people who are steadfast and steady in my word. I've got to have people who, young and old, who love me supremely, will do anything for me that I ask them to do. Will withhold nothing and give themselves totally to me. He says, I've got to have this kind of people in this last day because I am coming soon. And I'm coming for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I'm going to ask you a question. To whom or to what are you looking for your survival and for those things that you desire in your heart? Are you looking around trying to figure out how you can get it here and how you can get it there? Are you looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith? And you're saying 100%, I trust you, God. Hadn't thought about this. The Lord just brought it up and said, share it with you. When we left to go to Tulsa, before we left, our house burned. Not back up. You know, my husband works sporadically. He might work and make a lot of money, and then he might go 2 months and not make very little. But I wasn't a good manager of money. That's just me. That was me. So we didn't have any money when we left. And we didn't have much to none when we were there. But we never, I was tempted so many times now. Don't get me wrong. We never called home. These boys didn't go hungry. They might not have been able to get pizza every night. And said, send us some money. Help! We never went here or there. We just put what little faith we had out before God, or we did without, until it came.